You are listening to Real World News.
Friends of the Earth Europe denounces US-European Union trade agreement as secretive and harmful to people's interests. The negotiations over the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, due to start in Brussels on October the 7th, were postponed due to the US government shutdown. According to the European Commission's website, the agreement is designed to drive growth and create jobs, but Friends of the Earth Europe and other groups are claiming the deal would actually pose many threats to environmental, social and consumer standards or safeguards. Real World Radio interviewed Natalia Zingodi, lobby transparency and corporate power campaigner at Friends of the Earth Europe, to know more about the agreement and what the group is doing to denounce its impacts both in European Union countries and in the rest of the world, as well as the secrecy surrounding the negotiations.
So the process, as you know, is very secretive. It's very difficult for civil society to really have an idea of what the agenda is and what the timeline is. So at the moment, because of this, it's very difficult for us to know when the next session of the negotiations is scheduled. Some people are talking about a mini negotiation round in Brussels in the middle of November. And some people also say that the next round will be in December in Washington, but different hypotheses are up in the air. And in fact, civil society is not sure about when the negotiations, the next round, will happen.
What are the other problems that, or the other concerns, Friends of the Earth Europe, regarding this agreement? Why are you denouncing it?
So I think there are several issues. One overarching issue is that we know from experience that free trade agreements usually result in lowering standards that protect people and protect environments. And for this deal, this is valid too. This is taking place in a context where we see a very strong deregulation push by very big corporate players in Brussels, but also in the US. So we are very worried that this deal is going to be used to lower existing standards, especially in Europe. So very much the key pillars of environmental protection, such as the precautionary principles, but also protection, social protection for workers, democracy protections. The other big concern that we have is that in addition to lowering down existing standards, this trade agreement might introduce new rights for companies that will allow companies to take states to court when they regulate in favor of people. And this risks really limiting new ambitions in terms of environment, public health, and safety regulation in the future.
So are you just focused on what will happen in Europe, but are there any other impacts that, you know, in different countries of the world?
Of course, what we are also very worried about is that the US and the EU have been very clear that their aim with this trade agreement is to set what they call a gold standard for future trade agreements. So their idea is basically to use this to basically model future trade agreements that both the EU and the US will have with other third parties, and that also they will be able, for instance, to use to international institutions such as the WTO to say, well, look, this is a new model that you should use. As you know, of course, the EU and the US are also the biggest economic actors today in the world scene. So any trade rules that they use for themselves will have an impact on the rest of the world. In particular, when it comes to companies' rights, if US or European companies are given disproportionate rights in the way they operate, we also fear that this will have negative impacts, for instance, when European companies operate in southern countries in terms of respect of environmental rights or human rights, for instance.
And what are the specific campaigns that Friends of the Earth Europe are bringing forward? And are you working also with Friends of the Earth US?
Yeah. So we have, when we heard that this trade agreement was underway, in the summer we decided this is really a topic Friends of the Earth should take on, because well, traditionally, Friends of the Earth has been vocal on trade agreements, but also because if this agreement goes ahead, this is going to impact all of the work that Friends of the Earth is doing, be it on climate, on food. It also fits very well in the work we do to expose corporate practices, lobbying attempts. So we decided to take it on. At the moment, at least from the European office perspective, this is a campaign we are organizing between different teams. So that also allows us to have different perspectives on the risks at stake. And of course, we are working as closely as possible with our colleagues from Friends of the Earth US, but also other civil society groups in Europe, such as the Seattle to Brussels Network, the consumers groups, the trade unions, and also their equivalent in the US. So different environmental groups such as the Sierra Club, or also democracy groups such as Public Citizens. I think for us it's very much the idea in this campaign to work as much as possible with others on both sides of the Atlantic.
You are listening to Real World News.